organized as a community to try to widen our influence, you know, in terms of Hashkafa and Derech HaLimud and Derech HaChayim. These are all things that I definitely believe in very, very strongly, even though I'm not so up on, you know, how the exact details of this program are. So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, to participate to the extent that it's possible. I do think, like, the cause and the, you know, basic idea is obviously a very good one, and I intend to be there. I'm not sure exactly, again, what's happening or exactly what the details are, but I guess if they, you know, ask you to help and to participate, and it's doable, you know, we all want to encourage, you know, it's very, if anything that strengthens the yeshiva is good for the yeshiva, for sure, but I think it's unequivocally good for, you know, Klal Yisrael. So any way that we can, you know, participate and facilitate is definitely to be encouraged. Okay. If they want me to give more details, then they'll have to give me a better briefing, I guess. Okay, so that's in terms of that. So we are in the middle of discussing these. As you can see, this first topic is more than the first topic on Chazkas Gemul Shanim. It, you know, is intricately interwoven into, you know, pretty much the whole perek between the requirements of Chazaka, the requirements of Mecha'a, the details of, you know, the Gibel Shanim, how you count them, you know, how continuous they need to be. All of these things, obviously, you know, have a technical and, you know, independent side to them. There's a certain, protocol that is required. And having said that, obviously, they you know, touch on the, you know, the Gufa Davar of what Cheskas Kibbul Shalom is really all about, how it relates to Cheskas Tfisa, how it relates to Kinyanei Chazaka, and therefore, like, it's a really challenging limud to try to figure out all these interconnections and to understand, enhance our understanding of these principles. So, you know, to do that, we started with the Shaka Vitaria from the Mishnah, Chav Ches through Chav Tes, but we've been jumping around a little bit. The Godros case, the Tzadik the Peiri case, Inyanei Mecha'a, especially the question of, you know, Mecha'a, you know, being a Vadai for Shmias, you know, HaMachzik, the Chazaka being a Vadai for Shmias, you know, HaMocha. So these are the issues, you know, obviously that, you know, the question whether there are exceptions to La'alter, whether Shlosh Shanim is connected only to cases where there potentially could be a Shtar. These are obviously all the issues that are connected to the different perspectives on Cheskas Kibbul Shanim that we have so far identified. So I think what we're up to right now is we were revisiting, just very quickly, hopefully, the relationship between Kinyan Chazaka and Rayas Chazaka. And I say that becomes, I think, especially important for the Rambam after discussing yesterday in a little more, you know, organized and elaborate fashion, you know, what the Rambam's own shita is. So what we saw just by surveying some things in Perek Ches, and especially Perek Ches, Perek Yud, but especially Perek Yud Aleph, which is the main Cheskas Kibbul Shanim. Perek Yud has, you know, Godros and Avadim, Perek Ches, of course, Metaltalin, and by trying to, you know, pay close attention to the language that the Rambam uses, especially the word, you know, Tachas Yado and the word Chazaka, and especially the phrase, you know, Omed, you know, Bimakomo or Yamod Bechezkaso, what we try to suggest, by being sensitive to some of the insights of the Xos, but kind of taking a different direction, is that the you know, the Rambam really perceives that creating, you know, the equivalent in karka that you have like automatically, just physically, in terms of tvisa. And metaltolin is a more complicated process, and it's a more tenuous process, in the sense that, as I said, I'll just stick with that formulation, the margins are very, very narrow. You have really two competitors when it comes to tvisas metaltolin, because of the physical control part of it. So that already creates like a greater gap between who is and who's not metopes. Either you're completely discounting physical tvisa in cases where it's being applied to things which have their own mobility, like Godros or things of that sort, or on the contrary, you're assigning like huge significance to that because of the power that it implies, because of its decisiveness, etc. But when it comes to karka, because of the physical differences, number one, and those physical differences, presumably translate into important legal differences in terms of, control, bailus, that kind of thing, and what constitutes shlita or tfisa or chazaka, etc. So the competition is, just as I say, the margins are narrower, the competition is more acute, and the back and forth, becomes really part of it. That's really what I was trying to, through language and just through, also by kind of demonstrating that the, if you were to take any single factor in isolation, whether it's the Zorin's Bishtare, or the Shtikas, Hamarakama, then, the language of the Rambam, would be problematic. Number one, because he mixes MS, and Ibeid's Chuso on both sides. And because, it seems like he requires a Vadai, Shmias HaChazaka, and a Vadai Shmias HaMecha'a. In other words, it's not sufficient to know, that, it's not conceivable to have situations, but if you did, obviously that it would be material, that the mocha didn't hear, or that the machzik didn't hear, that the mocha was ma'arer, etc. So when you put all that stuff together, and the language and so on, I think that the Rambam kind of read the Gemara, read the Hoche Usha, maybe thought that Hoche Usha was a little bit more, definitive at certain points, but understood from the Hoche Usha the contest between Murakama and Machzik, and thought that the other factors that in the Gemara become thrown in to strengthen, in this struggle, one side a little bit over the other, and I think that really explains a lot in the Rambam. Moshe brought to my attention that it also is very nice that, when the Rambam, is going back and forth and he's assessing the different, factors that strengthen or weaken, etc., that he twice uses the phrase, what is it, mipnei, right? You have the two mipneis. So it's just, again, very, the parallelism, and especially if it's all a point for the machzik, a counterpoint, for the Murakama, in a way, to kind of, continue to accentuate, that, there's not much, separating, the emerging, single mochzakos, at any particular moment between the two. Yeah, go ahead.
So in Halacha Beis, he says, "Nesha Omer v'Shimon and Emes Atato and Shalom Achart the Lomasata Lama Emes Erestam Es Shana Achar Shana BeKarka Echa Main Lachal Lav Lo Star Skiris Lo Star Mashkonav Lomachisavu."
Yeah.
And then Halacha Dalad, to Neima In Omer LeRuvin and Emes Adaver Shemachal Lomasata
Lomasana Lama Lomasata Lo Star Shemachal. Right. So again, there's nothing, conclusive about that. obviously. But just a very, I just think that if once you have this in your consciousness, that it's, you know, that this is what's going on in the Rambam, at least for me, I mean, I'm, you know, obviously very partial because I'm the one who's reading it this way. But, you know, once you read it this way, I think it just gets reinforced when you reread it and reread it this way, that there's this, like, you know, tit for tat, you know, it's back and forth. It's like a, you know, I don't know what the right sports metaphor is. It's like a game of, you know, tennis or something. You know, they're everybody's, you know, straining their, you know, you could see, like, it could be a good spectator sport, too. It's like this whole Cheskas Gebel Shonim contest. Okay. Anyway, so having said that, I think it also, if this is all true, then I think there are a couple of, number one, this affects or works well with, and again, I don't want to overstate because it's not intellectually honest, these pieces can, you know, can stand, you know, on their own. I mean, there's definitely stuff going on in the way that the Rambam, you know, formulates, you know, these Zinim in Perakid Aleph, even if you don't accept my overall reading, and even if you want to read like Luxos or some other way, some of the diukim, both in the language and in the kind of balance, as well as in the, you know, biyadua or bavadais, these are all, you know, things to note no matter what. So this, just to be clear about that. At the same time, the Rambam's view about the relationship between kinyan and rayas kazaka is a truth. You know, he does have a very distinctive view on that, as we know. I'm suggesting that it also might fit very neatly, you know, and reinforce, you know, this bigger picture, because the more you see that connection, the easier it is to explain that we're dealing with something that is like, you know, a maisa, you know, chazaka. A maisa chazaka meaning something that, you know, can create the equivalent of, you know, of what physical tisa does in metalta. But again, I don't want to overstate, because, I mean, you could just say that, you know, something like you were saying in some of the other Rishonim, and which certainly the Rambam also says, which is that, you know, you need the kind of actions that are going to trigger, you know, that are going to trigger, you know, the counterattack. And therefore, you know, that itself is a common denominator between, you know, kinyan and rayas chazaka. I just think it's much stronger to say, of course, kinyan chazaka requires what we formally, you know, consider to be a maisa chazaka, you know, whatever that is, something contributing to the nature of that kalros bailos is what I'm suggesting, etc. So the idea that aksik ba'kedebchaski ba'inshi, you know, is at root and for both is what constitutes maisa chazaka, which has this effect, I think works nicely. And I just want to get back to that, just to, you know, you know, just widen our discussion just a little bit in light of the discussion of Nir. So I think that's one thing that I'm going to get back to in just a second. And I want to contrast that sharply with, you know, with the Rashbam. I also think that it affects at least two other areas that I want to immediately address. One is, like, cases where you seem to have, like, a Rambam taking stands on what constitutes a chazaka, you know, even when, from, let's say, a riot studies, you know, shtikas, you know, ha-ma'arer, or imacha, you know, perspective, you know, one could, you know, be dubious, you know, whether something qualifies. Okay? And again, to be honest about it, these things could stand on their own. It doesn't have to be part of a bigger pattern. But by that I mean, and we're going to get to it in just a minute after we talk about the first one, and that is things that things like katan. Let's say the marakama is a katan at the beginning of the chazaka. That seems to be a gemara, but the question is how to read the gemara. That's a debate between the Rambam and the Raivid, as we'll see in a moment. You know, if you have a katan at the beginning of the process, you know, does that completely torpedo? Welcome back. Does that completely torpedo the chazaka going forward, or does it only delay it, you know, while he's a katan? But if you have gimel shanim, you know, after he's a gadol in the same chazaka, you know, what'll happen then? So we'll discuss that in just a couple of minutes. That seems to be the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid. There's another debate between the Rambam and the Ravid that we'll discuss right after that. And that is, you know, let's say the Cheskas Gimel Shanim involves Makolos Asuros. Like, you know, the guy's eating, he's living on the field, but he's consuming, you know, things that are prohibited. Like, do we really care about that, you know, or not? Okay. Meaning, in both cases, that's also Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid. Again, it depends how you read a certain Gemara. But in the end of the day, in both of these cases, we'll read them inside in just a couple of minutes. But what you might, you know, the argument that's made by some of the Rishonim, certainly, and certainly this seems to be the view of the Ravid, is that, you know, certain types of action on the field doesn't trigger, you know, a riot studis, you know, for a shtika. Now again, the Rambam would, if that's really acutely true, the Rambam would agree also, because again, he needs something, you know, where the you know, silence, you know, is contributing, you know, to this process. We saw that in our, you know, Perikid Aleph, you know, Halakha Aleph through Hay, you know, very explicitly. But what I'm saying is, like, how unequivocally or how acute, you know, does that, you know, riot studies, like, need to be? So the more you think that, you know, this is based on riot studies, you know, then it's a very, any kind of, you know, a weakness in that part of it, you know, is going to be an issue or a problem. However, if you think that, you know, that's just part of the mix of what constitutes a Maisa Chazaka, and the Maisa Chazaka also contributes to the equivalent of Tvisa, right, then, you know, you're not putting all your eggs in the basket of, you know, how acutely significant, you know, the guy's silence. There could be another explanation, like, you know, it started the katnos. There could be another explanation, you know, the guy's eating be'iser, so do I need to comment on that too? But, you know, if in the end of the day, living on the land and acting like an owner, no matter it is what it is that you're doing, you know, is also part of this kind of encounter between Marakama and Maksik, you know, to see if you can, I wouldn't say simulate, because that sounds too artificial, if you can really, I guess, generate, you know, the equivalent of Tisus Metaltalin, you know, but there is a notion of Maisa Chazaka, then, you know, the objective fact that you're doing these things is going to count a little more than, you know, how absolutely certain or convincing it is, you know, that silence, you know, is or isn't a riot status. Okay? So that's the other... And then finally, which is the next thing I want to do after that, and that is the question of, in the end of the day, if, you know, whoever wins this struggle, you know, how decisively are they winning it, you know, in terms of, you know, our satisfaction in terms of objective truth. Like when we, you know, acknowledge, you know, the winner of this struggle, right, to what extent are we, you know, comfortable saying he's the real owner? So this is something that, I alluded to yesterday in the reading of the Rambam, and that is that, you know, the Rambam does use words like emes hu and so on and so forth, but he uses that mixed in with, you know, hifsadet schuska or ibadet schuska, and mostly, even when he uses those, it's, you know, omei bimakomo, which I'm certainly taking to mean, you know, he develops a chazaka. So in the end of the day, what I was trying to push the other day is, and again, it's not like I have shares in it, you know, it's like, I do believe this is the right reading, but, you know, it's not like Manogabadavar, I think it's the right reading, because I think it's the right reading. But, you know, from that point of view, what I was trying to explain was that the victory here is about establishing Muchzakus, you know, and then the Muchzak happens to be the victor, but it's not, you know, a victory which kind of bypasses, you know, simply to truth. But let me contrast it. In other words, if you were to say, even what the Ksos says, but certainly what the Rishonim will think that the basis of this victory is Riot Stadis, right? So there, it has nothing to do with Mochzakus in the end. You know, we believe it's yours because we believe it's yours. You know, not because, you know, you have the equivalent of what there is in the Talmud, and then you say Motzi Mechamer Al HaRaya. Right? So, So why is that important? So that's important, potentially, again, there's a little bit of an additional factor, for the Hesis question. You do or don't have a Chiyuv Shvuas Hesis, you know, in these cases, as we'll see in a moment. Like, the Rambam is, like, just incredibly all over this issue, you know, for him, and very consistent about it. Like, it's always, you know, throwing in the Hesis. Not in a way that, like, you know, why does he keep having to do it, but it's like a natural, reflexive, you know, you win, you know, and therefore you take your Hesis and you go. But as the, again, we're going to go one, but in each of these things, but as the Magen Mishnah and others correctly point out, you know, there's no, you know, definitive proof, you know, in the Gemara that you need, that you get a Hesis here. Right. There's no Shakla Vitaria that says that. And there are Rishonim who do disagree. And it becomes a bit of a complicated issue. We had some Aram Komos on that, and I want to go through that. But what I'm going to suggest is that, you know, some of the notes that came, some of the Rishonim already, when they discuss this issue, do point out that, you know, when it comes to the question, the parallel question of the Taltalin, you know, typically, you know, there is the Shvuas Hesis. Now, how good a paradigm, like, you know, is that? But, you know, from the Pashtus of the Gemara in Shavuos, you know, it seems like when you say Motzi Mechamer Al HaRaya because of Tfisas Metalpelin, that the guy has to be, he has to be Nishba. So, does that automatically mean that the same is true, you know, for Cheskes Karka? And let's say it this way, when you win in a migu, let's say you beat somebody through a migu, right? Typically you do not take, you know, there's no Shvuas Hesis. I mean, if the migu incorporates, you know, a shvua, then you might have to take a Shvuas Hesis. Meaning, if the only way that you would have won in the alternative taina that powers or empowers the taina that you made is through a shvua, then you may have to take a shvua when you win through a migu. That's a different point. That's just part of the mechanics of the migu itself. But all things being equal, when you, like, you know, win a din Torah through a migu, you know, you win. And the same is true for other things. We had it before. We had, you know, in the end of, you know, way back, you know, months and years ago, when we did the first parak of Vasra. So on Daf, you know, Hay and Vav, we were, it just seems like a long time ago because Sabbatim has, you know, has taken over. But that's why it's important to do some of those things also. But, you know, when a person is claims that he's Porea Toch Zmano, right? You know, so there typically is no, according to most Rishonim, according to the simple pshat of the Gemara, again, there, I think we mentioned at the time, there is like a Bala Itur, it's quoted, you know, very difficult to read in the Gemara, because the Gemara says it's not even Shvuas Yisomim. But Pashtus, and certainly this view of the Rambam, this view of the, you know, the mainstream of all Rishonim and Poskim, is that, you know, if, you know, when it comes to Go Zmano, you know, there's no Shvuas Hesis either. So it's not always true that, you know, when people continue to make claims, you know, that there'll be a Shvuas Hesis. So, if we know that it's not true in cases of Migu, or Chazaka, Adam Porea, you know, Tog Zmano, let's say, even according to the Rambam, and yet we do know that it is true for, you know, Tfisas Metaltalin, right? Where does that leave us when we discuss you know, cheskas, you know, gibel shana. So might that not be different? I'm asking, not sure. You know. Just because there are paradigms of yes and paradigms of no, doesn't mean that, you know, the fate of this question in Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you know, depends on perceiving it as one of those paradigms. You know, it just, you know, there might be other factors. Maybe just how vadai, you know, how reliable, you know, is this Machria / Mevarer? Is it a Machria or a Mevarer? You know, what level Mevarer? You know, there are a number of factors to consider. But once, you know, at least we have these paradigms, this is something to think about, you know, very carefully. You know, again, for the Rambam, it's very unselfconscious. You know, it's just everywhere. It's ubiquitous. You know, so I'm just wondering, is the fact that, you know, the whole structure of the Rambam that was Toin Benita is, you know, Perek Ches, Perek Yud, Perek Yud Aleph, and so on, meaning it's, you know, it's Metaltalin, you know, Avadin, you know, Prakos, you know, it's Tfisa, you know, which is a kind of Chazaka, and then it's maybe Gimel Shana, which is a kind of, you know, Chazaka. So the unselfconscious assumption that, you know, if it's true in Metalkalin, you know, which you see already from Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, based on the Gemara and Shuos, it is, that it's true in Karka, you know, is like how obvious, you know, is that? You could just say, well, you know, maybe it's almost always true unless it's not true, you know. That's very possible. Some Rishonim are disturbed by, you know, those Rishonim who think that there is no Shuos Heses in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. People like the Rashbam, you know, we'll document it all. People like the this conflicting evidence in the Rashba, Chubas Rashba, which says one thing. The Rashba himself on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph seems to say something a little bit different, although he quotes different deos. But the Rush, for example, in Gimel Yud Zayin, where he talks about the Rashbam, you know, asks the question like Maishna, if you hold that there's no Heses in Cheskas Gimel Shanim. You know, Maishna, you know, Metaltalin. Like, why would it be different? And in Shulchan Aruch, we have the very, very strange. Did I give you that to look at? I think I did originally, right? In Kuf Mem? I'm getting blank looks. Yeah? What? I did. It's Kuf Mem's a base, right?
Alphabet,
yeah. So, as the round, the Rabbi Yosef Karo has like a very strange, you know, formulation of this all. Well, again, I want to do one thing at a time. So I'm just trying to give you the bigger picture before I go. So we'll get back to that. But one of the, you know, if you ask, like, what does the Mechaber hold about Heses and Cheskas Gimel Shanim, it's very tricky. Very tricky, right? So we'll see. We'll see what makes it tricky. But, the Taz, Alatar, you know, who thinks that the Mechaber is saying that you do not need a Heses and Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right, also asks this question. Same like the Rush. Like the Rush asks against the Rashbam, the Taz asks, you know, against the against the Shulchan Aruch, like Maishna Tfisas Metalpa. Right. And the Nesivas, you know, has a very interesting, you know, I told you I'll begin to see this too, right? Kuf Mem Aleph. Beis, sorry. Kuf Mem Beis, yeah. So, what I'm trying to say is in the bigger picture of things for the Rambam, at least, you know, all these things could be dealt with independently, and you know, on some level, we have to be a little critical, you know, and do that. But it could also be that these are all pieces, you know, that form a pattern, you know, all of which, you know, is based on a process which ends up mimicking or simulating or actually being the equivalent of Tfis Metalpil. Just that, you know, without the decisive, you know, and definitive, you know, physical part of it, and so on. Okay, so let's start with... you know, one thing at a time. So let's just start by going back for a minute to what we left off with yesterday, and that is to discuss just a little bit more. And it's, you know, again, it's a recurring topic. The relationship between Kinyan, Chazaka, and Rayas Chazaka. So what we saw so far is that the Gemara Nun Zayin Amud Aleph makes a distinction between Akiva, what and what?
Versus,
well, it just says Nichse Ager, right, which certainly is Kinyan Chazaka, that's for sure, and Shel Chaveira. Right. And the question between, on two levels, the Gemara makes a distinction in two directions, correct?
Right.
With regard to Achilas Peros, that we are, Achilas Peros is considered to be Chazaka Begabe Chaveiro. Just again, one more time, just to, if you could read it into the record, as I say. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going. Klalahu? That's a klal. Is that really true that Nichse Chaveiro and Nichse Ager are equivalent? That's not true. We know of discrepancies, right? Go ahead. So they go in both directions, right? Yeah, now the Gemara gives an answer. The answer is not, you know, germane right now to us, but the bigger, you know, question than Yesod, you know, which is that there's a discrepancy in two directions, Achilas Peros and Nir, that is relevant to us, correct? Okay. So, as we noted, let's just take one thing at a time again, just go back for a couple of minutes, just a teeny review, that according to the Rambam, Pashtus, that difference between Nichse Ager and Chaveiro is what?
The Rashbam, we said, the differences between Kaskas Shalashanim and...
Yeah, you have the language of the Rashbam, if you don't mind. So the Rashbam says it's the difference between Kaskas Gimel Shanim. The words Chaveiro, right, B'nichse Chaveiro, refer to Kaskas Gimel Shanim. Nichse Hager, right? Then the Gemara is maskifra, klalahu. Then the Gemara makes its distinction between nichse chavero and ger. How does Rashbam interpret?
Here, I'll read it from the Rashbam.
Interesting, b'makom, this is an interesting pattern in the Rashbam that we're going to encounter quite a bit. He likes this kind of phrase, that, namely that what? What am I seizing on?
Yeah, here.
That the cheskas gimel shanim is b'makom edus. Now again, it's true on a very superficial level, on a effect level, right? Namely, if you have Eidos, you know, then you're going to win your case, and if you have Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you're going to, you know, win your case. And it's also true that Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you know, requires, you know, Eidos that you've been living in the field. But that's not what the Rashbam means. He means that having Cheskas Gimel Shanim, having Eidos that you were living there for 3 years, is the equivalent to having Eidos, meaning you're going to win the case. But if, it's a strange way to say it. I mean, it has an element of truth to it, but, you know, it's thought-provoking, right, because it seems to be an overstatement, right? Eidos is vadai, Eidos is Eidos, right? Eidos is Eidos, you know, by which we mean, you know, it's the height of evidence. So, Kaskas Gimel Shanim, you know, is far far short of that, one would think. So this formulation that Cheskas Gimel Shanin is b'mokom edus shekana karkam mina bailim, you know, that's not typically the way it looks. Normally we look at it, you know, that, you know, there should be a shtar, but, you know, there's no reyesa because there's no rinish b'shtar. Or, you know, there's no edus, but, you know, shtikas marakama, you know, is a raya, you know, tzdak. You know, that doesn't translate into Cheskas Gimel Shanim is b'mokom edus or b'mokom shtar, right? It's a strange usage. But again, we'll see that the Gemara is a little responsible for that usage, right? Which Gemara? Akiva? Yonatan? Not so much. I thought the Gemara in Lamed Amin Aleph, the one I wanted you to look at. Right, the Gemara has this line here. Where's the line? Except that it means it in a very specific, like, you know, circumstance. What's the line? Ella Denokich. Say that again.
It's before the two dots.
One second. Yeah. Habalhacha loyhei ella denoket shtar. Correct. Loyhei ella denoket shtar. Milo aminim lekayim shtar kav bekum benichsi. Now the Gemara has it in a, you know, in a, it may be in a negative way. You know, like, it's not better than Naked Shtara, right? But the comparison itself to Naked Shtara is a little surprising. Okay, but we'll see that the Rashbam, in particular, like, takes this very, very seriously. That's really important. Okay, so this is another one of the Rashbam. They're all over the place, all over the parak. You know, the Rashbam is what I've been calling, or, you know, kind of alluding to, we'll say, as virtual shtar, yeah, has, I think, its roots in that Gemara. But again, you have to know that Gemara is saying it's not better than having a shtar. And if, you know, somebody says to you, be Mekayim the shtar, right, you have to be Mekayim the shtar, right? Okay, anyway, so either way, let's get back to here. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. So what's the Akiva?
Rosh Hashanah says that the difference between Peros and Mitzagir and Chavero is Chesed Shalom Shalom and
You need Noah Godar Paratz in Mitzagir, right? The Ainz and Noah Godar Paratz, whereas Binichse chaverot kana imachal gimel shanim the habakil shanim bimakom edus shekana hakarka zoom in a bailim. Right, it's almost like an affirmative, not just that, you know. Right, kedamina bekula pirka. Okay, that I said the right. Shitasa, we'll see it. We'll see it a few places again and again. Okay. So, yeah. So how do you explain, just to talk about the Rashbam for just a minute. So again, like I said yesterday, the phrases Nitzei Hager and you know, again, on the one hand, the Gemara uses the expression Kana in each case. Nitzei Hager Kana, Nitzei Kabera Lo Kana. Right. Minat Tama Kinyan, Tama Nitzei Kabera is Raya. So why use the expression Kinyan? It's a little bit like, you know, that Rav Haigon or some of the other Gonim, you know, seem to move, you know, very, you know, easily between, you know, Kinyan and Raya, even though they're talking about Raya, right? So, yeah, I mean, the Rashbam can be comfortable with it because for him, you know, it's connected to Bimakom Shtar or Bimakom Edim. So the Shtar or the Edim equals the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, not fully equals, but let's say, you know, that's the mechanism, whatever it is, it's called virtual star, virtual, is supporting the claim that there was a Kenyan. So it isn't the mechanism of the Kenyan, but it's the raya of the Kenyan. That's what the words mean, according to the Rashbam. Why pick Nichse Hager, of all things, to signify, you know, Kenyan Chazak? Kiva, any ideas? Meaning, the Kenyan and Chavero, we can explain for the Rashbam. And Lashitaso, it's not as bad as it is, let's say, you know, for others. Okay. Although it's still difficult. Okay.
Maybe there's...
I mean, why... Let me explain what bothers me. Why use a narrower term, right, to signify a broader concept? Right? Nitzhe Hager, as opposed to Kinyan Mechavero, is a less commonplace circumstance, and it's a more, as a category, it's a more specialized category. Those are two different points. I'm talking about frequency. The other I'm talking about, even like, you know, conceptually and legally, you know, it's a more limited. This. Why would you want to signify Kinyan Chazaka by emphasizing Nichse Hager?
Right. So maybe he thinks that the point of a Kinyan Chazaka is to do something with Gof Hakarka as opposed to Das Acharis Makna or something.
It's as opposed to
Das Acharis Makna.
As opposed to Horos Bailus. Meaning, I think that the Rashbam, or if you read the Gemara like the Rashbam, it is the antithesis of the Rambam. And therefore, it's not only acceptable, maybe kind of, you know, slyly, you know, brilliant, you know, to kind of use this terminology. In other words, to me, what the Rashbam is saying is, Kinyan Chazaka, right, is applicable to Hefker as well as to, you know, Das Acharis Makna. Correct? And, you know, since in the context of Hefker, right, Horos Bailus, I don't think you have to make this argument, but this is, I think, the argument is, reconstructing it. Since in Nichse Hager, since in Hefker, Horos Bailus is largely neutralized because there's no, you know, counter pressure, there's no witnessing, you know, audience, you know, who, you know, who's reacting in a certain way. You can do whatever you want. Anybody can do whatever they want in Nitzay Hafker. So what's Horos Bailus, you know, in at least that's the argument, in Nitzay Hafker, right? So again, if you're defining Horos Bailus, you know, in terms of doing something which, you know, only the Bailim, let's say, could get away with, you know, in the way that he's doing it. So by saying, listen, Kinyan Chazaka, when we analyze Kinyan and Raya's Chazaka, so on the surface, you know, it sounds like there's an overlap of terminology and therefore an overlap of criteria. Which is, by the way, you know, what this whole Mishnah is all about and what this whole sugya is about, right? Elo dvarim sheish lem chazaka. You know, and Mishnah Resha, Mishnah Seifa, you know, this whole initial Ula, which we reject, but Kol Shila B'nikse, you know, Hager Kana B'nikse Chabero Kana, is a way of saying that there's an overlap, a common denominator. It's not just, you know, we ran out of terminology, so we have to use this one, you know, twice. You know, but it's totally inaccurate, right? There is an overlap, you know, in these ideas, right? Now the question is, you know, but conceptually, are they the same? Do you want to emphasize the overlap, or do you want to emphasize the difference? So the Rashbam is saying, well, you know, based on the evidence, the inclusion of Nichse Hager in Kinyan Chazaka establishes that, notwithstanding some overlap, right, they're, you know, Aksik Vokid the Mechazki Inshi, broadly speaking, you know, is required for both. But in one case, you know, it's about objectively, you know, relating to or doing tikkun begufa karka, or relating to gufa karka, if not tikkun. And in the other case, it's really about provoking, right, a counter response, you know, of the alternative or the, you know, the would-be, you know, claimant other bialin. So what better way to say that than to say, you know, the difference between kaveiro, you know, cheskas gimel shonim is about kaveiro. It's like, how would somebody else respond to it? It's, you know, it's achzik ba kedem mechazki ba inshi in a, you know, provocative sense, bishufi, whatever you want to call it, right? And but when it comes to kinyanim, the inclusion of nichse ager demonstrates that that really isn't the case at all, right? And therefore, when you want to characterize, you know, the difference as applied to kinyane chazaka, you call that nichse ager, meaning, you know, what nichse ager includes. Okay, so that's, I think, the pshat in the Rashbam. And I think that the, you know, pshat in the Rambam is exactly, that might be, the Ravid may agree with that, for sure. Although I don't know if he has to go as far. But certainly if he read the Gemara the way the Rashbam did, then he might. Right? You know, the Rambam, you know, didn't like that. He saw a huge overlap between, you know, he was more impressed with the first line, maybe then the second line, if he was reading it that way, but he didn't think that the words nichse chaveiro kana or any of this, you know, was particularly relevant. Now again, if you look at the you know, the Mishnah upon which this is all based, again the Rambam understands that, right, there are three applications, you know, to these, you know, issues. There's Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? There is, which is called Rayas Chazaka. There is, you know, Mechira, Hilchos Mechira, Nasacheres Makna. That's Chabero in the Rambam. And then there's Nichse Ager. And that's what he says in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin. Now again, how do we know that? Gitzana de Peir is a great example. But this whole sugya is that. I mean, the Rambam codifies, you know, the stuff in this Mishnah. He codifies that in Cheskas Raya too. Okay. Now, having said that, you know, so we now know that according to the Rambam, Nichse Ager means Nichse Ager, and Chaveiro means Nasa Cheres Makna, and those are differences within Kinyanim. Now, there's an interesting question to ask, just about that alone, and that is, so the Rambam's view is that there are two dinim in Kinyan Chazaka, one which is based on horos bailos, you know, in a provocative way, meaning the dasa cheres makna, and the other one, you know, which is based on maisa chazaka, either tikkun begufa davar or maisa begufa davar, and these are two different, you know, two dinim, two mahalchim, two whatever you want to call it, you know, two types of that's definitely possible. Again, I always have a little bit of reticence, you know, to conjure, I should say conjure maybe, to project, let's say, two dinim, you know, when there aren't two makoros. That doesn't mean, you know, I would at least like that the two dinim have a, like, you know, a mechanem shutat, that they have a, you know, a common, you know, denominator. Like if there are two sources, you know, then I'm okay with it. Especially if one of the sources comes from a different place. It's an export, it's an import. You know, that's the methodological and metahalachic, you know, point that I'm making. But, so I think there's another possibility, and that is that, you know, the Maisa Beguf HaDabar, or Tikkun HaDabar, is also a kind of Horos Bailos. There are two types of Horos Bailos. Kinyan Chazaka is Horos Bailos, and that differentiates it, you know, in a qualitative way, you know, from other types of Kinyanim, you know, to. Even things like that it's closer to, like Meshika and Hagba'a, maybe Mesira. You know, there are very nuanced differences in how these different kinyanim work, at least according to the Rambam. I believe that to be the case. Agav. The Rambam's view is that there's more than one way to accomplish Horoz Bailos, and that is, you know, particularly true and can get a little bit complicated, you know, when you consider factors like Das Acheres Machna and Hefka, right? On the one hand, and that's, I think, what the Rambam is describing in Hilchos Mechira and in Hilchos Zechiya U'Matana. On the one hand, to, you know, to eliminate, you know, the known previous owner, the Bar Kama, right, to be Mesalik him, you know, that's an avoda. You know, on the other hand, and that's a difficulty, and that's what makes, you know, Matzia Matzaos and Tzor Tzura, and, you know, maybe even Nir, we'll get to that in just a second, more conducive, you know, to Nichsei Ager than Mechira. On the other hand, when you're not doing, you know, a Maisa Tikkun or a Maisa Begufa Karka that just shows your bailus, or you know, shows you acting like a bailin, you know, in direct, you know, proportion to what it is that you're acquiring, a bailin over what you're acquiring. Instead, your, you know, your Horoz bailus is, you know, the contrast, you know, to it's supplanting or replacing or, you know, thumbing, you know, the eye of the previous owner. If that's how you express your Horoz bailos, then obviously that's not attainable, you know, in Hefker, and it's much, you know, it's like, you know, it's waiting to happen, you know, totally conducive, you know, in Das Acheres Machna. So instead of saying, oh, there are two dinim, like the Rashbam holds, that, you know, there's Horoz Bailos, which is a shiur, maybe in Chazaka, you know, in Raya, and there's Maisa Tikkun Begufadavar, or Maisa Begufadavar, also some Maisa Tikkun Begufadavar, you know, which is a Kinyan Chazaka, you know, Bein Be Nichsei Ager, Bein Be Das Acheres Machna, a great way to signify that point and that distinction is to highlight, you know, Nichsei Ager, because that eliminates, you know, the Horoz Bailos seemingly factor. And now the Rambam, instead of saying, oh yeah, yeah, you're right, but there are two different dinim, maybe what he really holds is there's one din. But it's not true that outside of Nichsei Ager there's no way to be Mora Horoz Bailos. It's just you can't do it, you know, vis-a-vis your stance or your interaction, you know, with some other person. It's got to be that, you know, objectively, you know, you're acting like an owner here. Ah, you could do tikkun begufa davar, you know, and decide not to be an owner. That's true, but it's still, you know, doing tikkun begufa karka. Again, if you're being ochel peros, that says nothing long term. You know, there's a good reason to be ochel peros, even if you have no relationship with the karka. Right? But if you're going to be Nol, Godar, and Paratz, you know, so again, you might just love to build, or you want to practice, or, you know, you're an altruistic person and you want to give it for the guy who's going to be Konam and a Hefker. Those are all, you know, atypical circumstances. Typically, if you are doing something, Begufa Karka, and it doesn't do it, it's a facilitating move for the future, you know, then that's Horoz Bailos. Just it's not Horoz Bailos vis-a-vis the previous owner or some other person. It's Horoz Bailos objectively in your attachment to the karka. Okay, having said that, so again, it's very interesting to think about like Tzor Tzura, you know, Matzia Matzos. Matzia Matzos is very interesting. The Nosa Kalim discuss it. You know, is that even a Maisa Begufa Karka at all? Like that works in Nichsei Ager, it doesn't work in, you know, in Hilchos Mechira. So if you look at the Magid Mishnah has an interesting discussion where he says like either Matzia Matzos means like Pashtus Matzia Matzos means you you unfurl like a bedspread or something, on the ground. Like, so what is that? So the Rimigash says that's like Tsar Tzura, right? Like a Chiddush in aesthetic, like an expanding what's considered aesthetic behavior for the Rimigash. Yeah? Then look into that. But the Magen Mishnah says that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that you are going to lie on the ground. Okay. So that's not tikkun. That's why, if you notice, I've been hedging. That's not tikkun, begufa karka, but it is ishtamshus or hanah begufa karka. Right. At least it gets you to the gufa karka, which peros, unless there's a thumbing or provoking of the previous bailin, doesn't. Okay. Anyway, so that is, I think these are, this is the Rashbam, this is the Rambam, to sum up so far. I think there are two ways you could go in the Rambam. You could say there are two types of Kinyan Chazaka. I think that gets you, things like Tzar Tzura and Matziah Mat, I think these are the issues that you would be, looking at, like, to try to figure these things out. Either there are two Dinim, despite the fact that, there's not obviously two Makoros, or, as I say, there are two, modes of one din. That din is still like horos bailus. There's horos bailus, begufa karka, and then there's horos bailus, as you relate to the previous owner. Okay. Either way, what remains difficult in the Rambam is near. Because Nir, as we already pointed out, seems to be subject to Stira. The Gemara here, perceives it as a distinction between Chavero and Nechsei Ager. The Rambam himself, in Tzchi U'Matana, presents it as something which is singular, to Nechsei Ager. Again, Halacha, it's in Halacha Dalid, but it's introduced by Halacha Gimel, which we read yesterday, which clearly is talking about, the opposite of Achilas Peros, those cases where we're more expansive, where it's easier to accomplish the Chazaka in Nechsei Ager. So all of that is very interesting. All that is, would be fine. The problem is that he has in Hilchos Mechira, he has Nir as well. Right, so how could you have Nir? Again, Bishlam of the Rashbam, who's not distinguishing between Nechsei Ager and Chavero as, Das Acheres Makne. His distinction is, Gimel Shanim and Raya. So you could say, what's good for Nechsei Ager, for all we know, is good for Mechira. Again, it's interesting to wonder, based on other Gemaras, whether the Rashbam here would acknowledge any differences, between the Sanger and Das Acheres Makne. It could be that, Nir and Peros, are not sufficiently, different. That doesn't mean that there can't be, for technical reasons, other ways, some sort of nafkamina between Hefker and Das Acheres Makne, maybe in establishing the Kesher with the Karka. I'm not sure. But the point is, at least from a near point of view, that there's every good reason to think that the Rashbam thinks that Kenyan Chazaka works with near. End of story. And why not? It's a Kenyan Begufa, it's a Maisa, it's a Tikkun Begufa Davar. Right. So, but for the Rambam, that the distinction is between Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Zechia, and especially since Hilchos Zechia reads that way, so Hilchos Mechira becomes very problematic. It's a difficult problem. Okay. In the end of the day, the Lechem Mishnah, Akiva, says what? In Hilchos Mechira, right? The Lechem Mishnah is in Mechira. I mean, he's not happy. Thank you. You have it there?
Yeah. And after the Cheska Shalashonim can move our Shami Gemara, Minatama Omer Sham, Nimer Amar Kosh Shaiba Vishaiba, the Karva of the Isle of it. Lower Shalvai Shihikrosh, Hardy the Ashka Ketlana, as the Azra Enna, and even Lukach, the Hadamadak of the Cheska Shalashonim.
What is that? I mean, the guy's not objecting because it's good for him, right? You're making the Karka more fertile. You know, more, you know, conducive to, you know, to output, right? Why should he be reacting violently when you're doing him, you know, you're improving his karka, correct?
Chen kasav rabenu is al perik yudbiz.
Where, yeah, that what? The nora shana achar shana.
Right. Afilu kama shanam hol lo nan eba in chazan.
Oh, so now you can see what's going on here, right? I mean, what's he doing? The Lecha Mishnah. He's making Chavero into Cheskas Gimel Shanim, like the Rashbam did, right? Except that for the Rambam, that doesn't, which he himself is going to admit. I mean, he knew what he was doing. Aval b'chazaka de la alter. V'enu chazaka de lokeach mahani kim de nishtamish b'karka k'derech shem nishtamshin b'abaylin. That's all you care about. Ella, I'm skipping a few lines, says zeu das rabenu, meaning, what's his answer? That the Gemara is being read by the Rambam with respect to Nir, right? The way that the Rashbam read it. Right? Namely, that there's a chilek between Gimel Shanim and Kinyan, but Kinyan applies equally to, right, Mechira and Schia. Ella. Go ahead. Meaning, when it comes to Peiros, the Rambam isn't reading the Gemara that way, right? Then he's reading the Gemara the way we said he read it, to be mechalek between Das Acheres Makne, right, and Nechse Ager in Kinyanim. Bim Kain Ra'uihu Gam Kain.
Bim Kain Ra'uihu Gam Kain to Nechse Ager Lo Kana Omer Ha'amor Kodim Yichyak Kodim.
Right, v'ulai shezeu ma shehukshe be'enei Rav HaMagid. Kavanas Olomar, you know, that you see from Achilas Peros, avon ma shekasav Rabbeinu perik Aleph, ma shvedem farsha kol el afilu b'cheska de la altar v'hu dochek. Right? So basically he doesn't know what to do. He can't blame Lechem Mishnah. I mean, Lechem Mishnah is being totally honest here. Now, it is still a little better. You know, because the Rambam thinks that there's an overlap even between, you know, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you know, and Kinyanim, right? Especially the Kinyanim of Das Acheres Makne. It's still a problem, don't get me wrong, but it's still a little better. Right. In other words, there are two points. The Rashbam has like this sharp, you know, and man, maybe that's a shot in the Raiva too. Right? You know, this sharp, like this Raya, and there's Kinyan. And there's only one kind of Kinyan as far as we know from that sugya. And the Raya's very little to do with it. What about the Mishnah? What about, you know, the fact that it's called Chavero? Okay. So we're basically acknowledging, you know, some sort of a dialectic, right? There's an overlap, you know, and yet a very, very clear distinction. That's what emerges in the Rashbam. For the Rambam, you know, the distinctions, at least when it comes to peiros, are within kinyan. You know, and therefore, with regard to achilas peiros, and that's, you know, as I say, reflected also in the sugya of tzana the peiri on lamed hay. You know, so you have the affinity of cheskas gimel shanim and the hilchos mechira example. You know, I'll use it based on what I said before, meaning the horos bailus, you know, not the objective one, but the, you know, the you know, a provoking response of the previous bailim one, you know, that applies equally to gimel shanim, you know, and to hilchos mechira, you know, but that doesn't apply, you know, to zechiah. Okay, so with the Rambam, you know, in the other part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says near, you know, and that near, let's say, you know, doesn't work, and they call that, you know, chavero, it's not like the end of the world, because, you know, chavero, till now, you know, had a double meaning. Chavero, till now, meant cheskas gimel shanim and mechira. And what's the idea behind, again, the horos bailus that comes from, you know, provoking chavero, as opposed to the, you know, cheskas kinyan, you know, that comes from objectively, you know, developing a bond with, or making a tikkun in the karka. Okay, so the word chavero for the Rambam actually means both. So when it came to the near part, it only means half of that. Not the end of the world. Right? And maybe, you know, it's because, again, you know, the cheskas gimel shanim is pure, you know, provocation. Because, you know, part of it is the shtikas, you know, gimel shanim, you know, part two. The more that you, well, let's say it this way, the hilchos mechira, you know, the kinyan part of chazaka, even in das acheres makna, is still like, you know, just an objectification of, you know, horos bailus. But, you know, when it comes to cheskas gimel shanim, right, all these little factors, you know, the narrow margins that we've been speaking about, you know, contribute to, like, developing, you know, a tvisa. So, if the Rashbam thinks that horos bailus is exclusive to gimel shanim, and that all kinyane chazaka are about an objective tikkun or connection to the karka, you know, the Rambam doesn't think that. He thinks everything is horos bailus. He thinks nichse ager is horos bailus, that is, you know, discernible, you know, in the relationship that you develop to the karka. And he also thinks that maybe there are two madregos, you know, the chavero, which is cheskas gimel shanim, and kinyan chazaka b'mechira, you know, they mostly overlap, but the shior, you know, of, you know, absolute, you know, provocation, you know, is required in cheskas gimel shanim. You know, because if there's any excuse for the shtika, you don't need, you know, a mecha. You know, you just need an action which would have produced or possibly produced a mecha to be considered horos bailus. There's an agreement. There's das. There's like chazek upni, which I'll get to in just a second, right? But in cheskas gimel shanim, it's about, you know, also his silence, you know, contributing to, you know, giving me that little edge in my, you know, equivalent of tvisa or chazaka. Okay. So it remains bedochak. I'm just trying to make it, I think we can make it significantly better when we look at the Rambam in the bigger picture of how he reads the Gemara and what the relationship is between. So there's a zechiah overlap with mechira, you know, which gimel shanim is, you know, excluded from. If it was June, I would do this on the board, but, you know, it's not June yet. And we're not anticipating any, you know, chalila you know, we're not going to give in to the, you know, the COVID naysayers. So we're assuming that we're going to be here in June to be able to write on the board, right? Yeah. Shai, not sure.
I don't remember Rebbe ever writing on the board.
Ah, because we haven't had. Well, I did last June. No. Just not the one before, because I think we were, you know, we were in 501. We didn't have a board. We barely had a screen, if I recall. Yeah. Good. I do once a year, in June. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah. So that's the relationship between the three, according to the Rambam. Now, there is also, I'd say, the grandson of the Rambam's grandson got into the picture here. Saw that, Akiva? You were able to, like... Okay, who saw the grandson? Simcha Leib. You what?
Oh,
you didn't see the grandson either. Itzi. Yeah. Like, we have to, you know, we have to evaluate, you know, who is better, right? See, Josh is chuckling.
Wikipedia says he's fifth generation.
Is he?
If that makes you feel
fifth?
Like, yeah, if that makes you feel like you have more of an arm.
Wow, fifth. Struggle. I thought he was like a grandson. You're saying no.
Well,
great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
Or have, right. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
I hear. So you think, what do you think? Did the distance made him more accurate, or? Okay. Just for the record, I really have great...
I think the grandson.
What?
If having Rav Avraham and Rav Avraham in the middle may have actually helped the grandson.
You think so? Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, no, for sure. I hear that. And just for the record, I happen to be very fond of Rav Avraham and Rambam. I especially like his exchanges with Rav Daniel Avavli. But, you know, it's out of that affection that I'm occasionally, you know, a little critical. And I really like what he says about, you know, Ein Dishala Begidulei Karka. Big fan of that also. Yeah. Okay. You know, that it's a din in Disha, but not in the Toldos. The fire? People familiar? No? No? Okay. Yeshiva shall learn Shabbos again, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Vanogad Rabbeinu Yehoshua. I mean, Yesh Litzmoa, the Kesef Mishnah has. It's very difficult to read. I mean, B'nei Banav, you're right. It doesn't say, well, no. I read it, B'nei Banav Shal Rabbeinu, meaning from the grandchildren. You're saying, no, from the descendants.
I mean, I just looked it up on the internet. I don't
really know. Okay. And that's factual, so they should probably get that right. Nishal Alze, the Heshiv. Who has it? Yesh Dvarim Shem Hichzik Bem Alokeach Eino Chozer L'din Alokeach Eino Chozer L'din, sorry. Alokeach Sada Michabero. This is very interesting. He's mechalik between what and what? Yitzi. Between Bafanov and Shelo Bafanov. Yeah. Is this with or without Lechazeku Kni? And is this a technical distinction or not? Basically what he says is that near Shelo Bafanov, well, there's no, I mean, is only going to work in Nechse Ager. Correct? And when it comes to Hichos Mechira, it's only going to work Befanav. But in the continuation, it sounds like he's saying Lechazei Kukni, which kind of ruins it a little bit, because you always need Lechazei Kukni Shalom Befanav in Kinin Chazaka. Right? Yeah. So read it, go ahead. Halokeach sade mechavero, v'hichzik b'fanav. Oh, that's the way he calls it. It's interesting. Chazaka, I mean, near is a chazaka mu'etes. So what makes near a chazaka mu'etes? would you say? It's not.
The lack of bylos.
Number one, I would say two. What do you mean the lack of bylos?
Well, because there's no hana.
There's no hana for the maksik, right? It's an investment, you know, thing. And there is hana, actually, for the previous owner, and again, an investment kind of a way, right? It's, you know, it's, again, even as a tikkun begufa dabar, right, again, it's one step removed. It's like it facilitates zriya, harisha, right, in its own right. It's not no al gadar, you know, uparats. So both in terms of objectively tikkun bekarka, or even a kesher to the karka, or binenim na karka, as well as in terms of the provocation, it's not, you know, it's muetes. Right? On the other hand, it's not achilas peros by a long stretch, because on the contrary, you know, it is begufa, it is a maisa begufa dabar, right? And you know, it's to the benefit, you know, not of the machzik, you know, but of the marakama, if the machzik is going to lose it. So nir really is kind of an interesting, now both from the perspective of, let's say, what I think the Rashbam holds, which is that you need a maisa begufa davar, or maisa tikkun, you know, begufa davar, or even what I'm suggesting is the other, like, you know, track, if you will, of Horaz Bailus, you know, within the Rambam, near is like in between. It's betwixt and between. Okay. V'amnam, go ahead. Kamo din mishaach al sada shnei chazaka. So this is also very interesting. What Rabbi Yehoshua is suggesting is what? It's chozer al halokeach shehichzik shelo b'fnei amocher v'lo amar leh. He's assuming that there's no lechazeku kni. Kamo din mishaach al sada shnei chazaka. Which even sada achar shana eino chazaka, as based on Perikin Beis Halacha Tes. So it's he's explaining basically, again, that the chavero of the Gemara is, it's basically the same explanation as the Lecha Mishnah in one respect, except that Lecha Mishnah is saying, you know, that the nir of Mechira, Lecha Mishnah is much more difficult. Lecha Mishnah is suggesting that the nir of the Avichos Mechira and Hibas Chiyah Matana are the same, right? And the nir of the Gemara, you know, and remember, according to Lecha Mishnah, when the Rambam in Hilkos Schia, I didn't emphasize this sufficiently, says, you know, that this only applies to Netzei Ager, and he gives the example of Nir, he means to exclude Cheskas Gimel Shanim, according to Lecha Mishnah. Like Mandakar Shemei, who's talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim? So the Lecha Mishnah's whole pshat, in addition to being a little bit difficult in the Gemara, although we tried to explain it a little bit, it does still further reinforce the Rambam's overlap of Cheskas Gimel Shanim and even Kinyan Chazaka. Okay, but Rabbi Yehoshua, the Nagid, is basically suggesting, you know, I'm just going to make one change in it. He's basically suggesting there are two nirs. There's a nir b'fanav, right, which works even in Hilchos Mechira, and then there's, but presumably would not work in Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? And there's a near Shelo B'fanav, which only works in, well, there's no Shelo B'fanav Echatimsi, even because there's no Bailim, in Nechse Ager. Okay. Well, the only thing I would just change here is, unless I'm missing something and you'll all tell me, when v'lo amar le chazei kukni, If the Bailam said Leichazeku Kni and he did near, that would be fine. But I thought you need, don't you need Leichazeku Kni anytime you do Chazaka Shalabafanav? So what's the Yichus of near? So maybe the Yichus of near is that even if you said Leichazeku Kni, it wouldn't work. It would only work when it was shalom b'fana, when it was b'fana. Okay, am I missing something on that, or is that true? Sounds like you're going to mark.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
I mean, we just read him as saying the same thing as Lacha Mishnah, that when he said, when he, the contrast there between now he's trying to give is basically between Cheskas Kenyan and Cheskas Kimel Shanim. And then when he said, that just means Cheskas Kenyan.
But you're saying he thinks saying nothing. He's just saying the regular din of Leichazeku Kni, which is required for
using that as like a code
Nechira, I don't think then he's not really adding anything.
He's just saying the same thing as the Chumash is saying, but he says,
so why emphasize? So let's say, but I mean, let's say this way. According to Lecha Mishnah, if you were to do near Befanav, right? Or Belei Chazeku Kni, that would work. I'm sorry, let's say it the other way. According to... Oh, because it's saying it's a regular din of Belei Chazeku Kni. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you just...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I...
It's like a hamlatza.
Yeah, it's just this terminology for Chazeku Kni. Chazeku Kni for him just means a chazaka.
In ta'ayin timatze sha'amachzik bifnei hamocher mo'elo chazaka mu'etes... Velo to'il b'nichse hager.
He's thinking like a hierarchy.
V'kim shekein ein hakavana ela b'chazaka shehi chamura me'amachzik b'nichse hager. Velo yimatze ze ela b'mishachal asadish ne'chazaka. If the end sounds a little like you. So you're saying he's basically saying he's teasing us. Okay. So I hear that. But if let's say let's assume that Mark is correct, so then what you could say is the way I read it before, but I would take out the Leichazeku Kni part, meaning maybe near Befanav works in Hilchos Mechira, but near even with near Shelo Befanav, even with Leichazeku Kni, because Leichazeku Kni is always required in Shelo Befanav, right? That would not work. Okay, so maybe that's what I was reading in, kind of, to Rabbi Yoshua. You're saying, no, he just means exactly what the Lecha Mishnah means. I hear that. Okay. Yeah. Now, just to add, one final point, and that is, again, I just want to remind what we said about Leichazeku Kni, right? We talked about whether or not Leichazeku Kni, Shelo Befanav, in Kinyan Chazaka, itself is a Chiddush, or not. We looked at some of the Lashonos of the Rambam, right, in Peshicha and other things. By large, my conclusion was that even though there's some overlapping language, it sounds like the din of Leichazeku Kni, is singular to Cheskas Kenyan. And the reason for that, for the Rambam in particular, is again this idea that you need Horos Bailus as part of the Kenyan, and therefore even when there's Das Makne, and what he's doing would ruffle the feathers of the Bailim, you still need the Mitzaref of Leichazeku Kni, meaning the... not just that he knows about it, but that he tells you to do it, and you're doing this action, which establishes you rather than him as the owner, right? The Leichazeku Kni is just part of the Horos Bailus Shelo Befanav. But the idea, that there could be actions, even Beguf HaDabar, that. Even with Leichazeku Kni, objectively don't promote, this narrative of ownership. But it's on the one hand, you're doing something b'guf hakarka. On the other hand, like we said, For the same reason it doesn't work in Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Great, you know, do a little more Karmisha before I take the land, you know, back, you know, from you. That would require, therefore, you know, maybe Befanav, you know, as opposed to Shalom Befanav, you know, even if there was Lechazayk Upni, that might be a, we'll see if anybody says it. But I hear you. You're saying that you see from the Seifa that he didn't really mean the Reisha, and that's why he put in the Lechazayk Upni. Right?
Yeah, that is what he means by...
He means what the Lecha Mishnah is.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I accept that, but I just think that you, in light of it, it's food for thought that maybe that's the distinction. Okay. Either way, very difficult Rambam.
Ooh, how did it get so late?
Okay. So the other Rambams I wanted to mention very quickly are the ones that I had alluded to, so let's just get them in quickly. Yud Dalid Zayin. That's where the Rambam, and again, we'll hopefully get a chance to speak about these other views of them, but just as part of the bigger Rambam picture. Either way, what emerges from the lake, what emerges from Nir and Peiros and the Gemara and Zion and Aleph and the Gemara of Tzana de Peiri is a very interesting debate about, you know, the three-way relationship between Nichsei Ager, Kinyan in Nichsei Ager, Kinyan in Das Charis Makne, and of course Chazaka, and at least for the Lecha Mishnah, and you know, probably, you know, also for Rabbi Yoshua Hanagid, or according to my suggestion, based on that Rabbi Yoshua Hanagid, also different ways to understand in a more complex way what the words in the Gemara mean, both for the Rashbam and for the Rambam, and that especially for the Rambam, there ends up being three categories, but all three are related to each other, right? In terms of different, at different acuity, levels of acuity of Horas Bailus for different types of Kinyanim and for a Chazaka. Anyways, so the Rambam here, in the case of Katan, tells us the following. What is this I say? Yud Dalid. Oh, let's do Yud Beis. Yud Beis first. One second. So Yud Beis is Ochla Orla Shvias Vikilayim Apopisha Nene Bavera Harezu Chazaka. And the Ravid says, Om Avram Shibushu Zeh V'la Omra Ola Shachilas Eitzim Shma Achila. But it isn't really Achilas Iser. If it really is Achilas Iser, says the Ravid, based on his understanding of the Gemara, then you know, the other person could say, I was Shosek because you're eating Machalas Asuros. So I don't consider that to be a threat. It's a cry, it's not something I would eat anyway, etc. So again, I think there's a certain pattern in the Rambam that, like, in the end of the day, though, you're objectively, you know, you're living and you're, you know, eating, you know, the peiros of the karka, you're maksik bokin and b'chazki b'inshi. Maybe it's not enough to trigger, you know, a riot studis, you know, shtika. Maybe. Unless you think it's within, you know, what it takes to do that. Moreover, it could be that for the Ravid and others, you need a more definitive kind of raya. And for the Rambam, again, because for him the model is Tfisas Metaltalin, Perkhes, and there's going to be a Shuas Heses, which is our next little topic, so, you know, it's fine that there isn't an absolute, conclusion, you know, about truth. You still have enough to create a chazaka. Yeah. So both from the perspective of the independent significance of the maisa part of the chazaka, as well as where you need to get to in the end, I think maybe this Rambam works nicely. And similarly, in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Zayin, that's where the Rambam interprets the Ketanim Gemara, right, the Emachzikim B'Nichsei Katan, Afilu Higdil. That's the Gemara. So the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean ever? You know, even if you have a million years, never mind 3 years after godless, because you started off, with an excused shtika, so, that never gets changed. Or no, it doesn't mean that. It means that the years of katnus, where there's not going to be a macha, they don't count. But once there's godless, why wouldn't it count? There's maisa kazaka, or maybe even a suffake, riot studis. So ein machzikim b'nichsei katan afilu higdil, says the Rambam. Ketzad achla b'fanu kishu katan shana achas shnayim, right? Achar she achar she higdil v'ta'an atom achartli atom asatli ein zeklum ad she yochal osa gimel shonim ritzufos achar she higdil. But once he's a gadol, even though it started b'katnus, who cares? And the rabbit says, Amar Abram, Einochein, ala filo achla, gimel shanim achar shehigdil, ena chazaka, v'chein nir min ha-gemara. So again, is it the point in these cases, how compelling, the silence, is? Because it's another factor, another reason, something that kind of, dilutes, the single-minded, explanation of that silence, namely that, reflects that it's not his. Is that the issue, or is it that, you're not even working with that? That's just a factor, among others, in establishing the tfisa. So, that's going to work. So then the third thing I wanted to look at was the question of Hesses. We're going to stop because the time is up. But as I said, the Rambam in Perek Ches, the Chos Toim, when he talks about Tfisas Metaltalin, makes it very clear. Kol Metaltalin Becheska Shein Takas Yodo, Apishu Tovedim Shem Metaltalin Meli Yodua, etc., etc., etc. And then, he explains what the consequence is. Hare Zeh HaNitva Nishba Heses V'Nifta. When the machzik, when the tofes has tfisa and he's going to win, right? He still has to take a shvuas heses, by the other guy. The same thing is true, says the Rambam, in a case where the marakama wins. Let's say dvarim asuim lahashul lahaskir. So the marakama beats the tofes. Bamed ramurim shein asuim lahashul lahaskir kon begadim peros klitashmish, etc., etc. Well, dvarim asuim lahashul lahaskir. Avavishen tachas yado shozeh, right? Ariza becheskas baleim ketzad etc. Da 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 da. Right, but v'nish baheses al taina Shimon. Here the Rambam adds, v'afil me Shimon are ruvei noto kelav, v'horei horu agonim shi shava heses v'shatonim liorish. So not only is there shvus heses when there's a taina of the marakama, there's also Shvuas Heses when we have Taninan. Okay? Psach Picha, Le'ile. So the Rambam says the same thing. I know we're over time. Just give me one more minute. In Perek Yud, I'm just going over the Rambams that we did yesterday. Behemo Chaya Shein Shmur Ala Mahalachas B'chol Mokom, etc., etc. So the Marakama wins. B'Shava Heses Al Taina Zu. Marakama has to make a Shuas Heses. Right? And Halacha Gimel, I'm sorry. One second. Yeah. Hoysa Behema Shmura O Mesura Le Roe Apishavi Zaidim Shishaloreza Becheska Seshu Takas Yado. Right? The Shava Heses, the Potter. Once again, the Marakama wins. This is Halacha Dalid. Right? Yishava Atoin Shalom Achar V'lo Nasan. Shuas Heses. Heviza Nitan Shetafas Ha'eved Edim Sheish Etzel Gimel Shanim Ritzufos. Let's say Gimel Shanim with an Eved. That's Godros with an Eved, or Eved part anyway. The Rambam doesn't hold the Godros part. Bali Tosis and the Rajbam. Rajbam, as we know, holds Godros and Lamedvav, and Tosas and Gittin and Davchav. The Rambam limits it to Eved. Okay, that's the Grazar also. miyom liyom. So hovelo micha hareza neman umamidim osam yado achar sheyishava heses. Okay, so the Gimel Shonim of Eved require a heses. It's all very matter of fact in the Rambam, meaning there's no fuss and fanfare. Okay. Eved katon sheni yochal halech is kishara metaltalin. So that's also going to get a shuas heses. And then, of course, in Perikid Aleph, you have it explicitly here in Halacha Bay. If Halacha Aleph, the Marakama wins because it's not Gimel Shanim. In Ein Edom L'Shimon, Choyse Yiduolo, Nishba Ruven Heses V'Yamod B'Makomo. If there's no Marakama, if there is a Marakama, Avalim Hevi Shimon Edom Shechat Tzu Shelo Haisa Ariza Becheska Shimon. Right, and then, he has to be Nishba. Bamedvar mamurim shematrichin ruven lahavi raya o yestalek below lo deshtamish zman beruba im hevi edim gemur son bertzufos mamidim oso bishavar ruven hesa shemachra v'yipot. Okay, here's where the Magid Mishnah has his comment, where he says mevur b'mishnah, the first part ubigamara ushvuas heses shehizkir yesh cholkin. The Omrim refers to Perek Yud Halacha Dalet and Yud Dalet Vav. Yud Dalet Vav just repeats. Yud Dalet is actually interesting. It's worth looking at. But Omer the Koshi Yeshlo Eide Chazaka Eino Tzricha Shvuas Heses Klal. The Embez Araya Min Talmud LeEchad Min Atzdade. Ah, Tabula Rasa. That's like an open invitation. Right, what is it compared to? I say Bigu doesn't typically require Heses. Chazaka in Pera Tok Zmano doesn't require Heses. But Tfisas Metalton requires Heses. Okay, so we're going to stop here. So look at the Rajbam. Look at the Tosis and Rajbam and Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Rajba there, the Chuvasa Rajba, I think it's Elif, Aleph, Kuf, Samech. Aleph, just one line, if you can find it. The Ritva I told you in the beginning, right in the beginning of the Sakta, has a very interesting piece where he quotes the Ra'ah. And then, let's see if we can connect that up with the Rajbam on Lamed Amud Aleph, based on the Gemara and other places, and the one that we just saw today, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. But, and the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem, Aleph and Beis, look at, the Sma, I think it's Sivkot and Gimel. The Nesiva Sivkot and Beis. Just quickly at the Taz. If you want to look in the tour, you can. The Bach has some other pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. But the basic issue, like what is the Shulchan Aruch saying, and should you even chalek, is very interesting question. So we'll try to zero in on that, and then a little bit on Daf Lamed, and we'll see where that takes us.